All right, welcome to Going the Distance, the Rocky Series and Creed podcast. I am your host, and with me today is Katie and Kyle. How are you guys doing today?
Good, well.
How are you?
Doing well. As the time of this recording, Katie, do you mind sharing the great news about your update, if you don't mind?
Yeah, I got my first dose of the Moderna vaccine yesterday. You know, I can get back to living a normal life here pretty soon.
That's awesome. And Kyle, are you scheduled soon or do you know?
For me, it'll be a while still.
Okay.
If I gain 60 pounds, I can get it.
All right. Well, we're rooting for you.
Is obesity a condition or something that warrants?
Yeah, like the stage of the rollout we have where I am.
No pun intended.
Like a certain age or if you have certain health conditions. Like severe obesity is one of them.
All right. Well, everyone pull for Kyle that he'll gain 60 more pounds. Or wait until the vaccination is ready for his demographic.
I had to travel, though, to get mine. Meaning in the Denver metro area, I kept refreshing and kept refreshing. And because they recently opened up to all ages to get the vaccine. Of course, everywhere there's no appointments available. So I just traveled to a small town outside of the Denver metro area because they had appointments available. And I'm like, screw it. I want it.
Sure. Yeah. Once everyone gets it, we can, like we're saying off camera, get back to normal. And I get mine.
Yeah.
The first one, I get my first shot. I guess there's two. I get mine end of April. And then I hear it might be May at some point from part two. So I'm getting there.
Yep.
Being a military member, I guess I get a little bit of advantage. Sorry.
Yeah.
I feel bad. But okay. Well, without further ado, let's cue the music. People are probably happy, especially Greg the First. Yes, at the nice music will be at the beginning. But stay tuned for the end of the episode where you get to hear the cover music that many of our fans do enjoy. But it will be at the end of the episode. So stay tuned for that if you want to hear what Ryan found on the interweb of a karaoke version of Take You Higher, or Take Me Higher, whatever that song is by Creed. Okay, emails. Let's go.
So after we talked about the prequel discussion.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Can I pitch you guys my idea for something instead of that?
No, instead, we don't want to hear any of your thoughts. Just read the email. Do what you're told.
Okay, just quickly though. So
just joking. So, yes, we want to hear your thoughts.
No. I know. I had said that I didn't love, obviously I would watch it, but I'm like, what I would rather do instead of going back in time is for him to continue on with his story now. And so now he is reunited with his son and his grandson. So my pitch is that they continue that story and possibly Rocky Jr., the girlfriend, that they, now that they're reconnected, they move back to Philly. We see more of them just reconnecting, like making up for lost time. And then the side story can be, because this is close to my heart, that they start rescuing fighting dogs that were forced to fight or bait dogs or something. And then they started a rescue organization for fighters, but not human fighters, canine fighters. This way we get Milo still.
You want your Milo. That's all it is.
And we still get Sly and there's still like a realistic something or other. We get to like see what their family life is. It can be called the Balboas.
I love it because number one, it's original. I haven't seen a Rocky film really without any boxing. It'd be interesting. Maybe just have boxers, dogs, boxer dogs, rescue boxers.
He can show the little grandson the picture of Butkus.
And Punchy.
But yeah.
That'd be a miniseries. I think that would be a family drama.
Yeah. Like
a This Is Us type miniseries. Yeah. Yeah. I want more Sly. Who doesn't want more Sly? I think we don't want to beat a dead horse, but this would have been 6 episodes ago when this episode was released. So yeah, we had the little bonus episode. Check it out if you haven't already, where we talk about our thoughts on the Rocky prequel. And I think at the end of the day, everyone just wants it to be good by not having it. The best way to not get pregnant is to not have sex. And so I think everyone's just like calling abstinence. Don't do it, because we're afraid that the baby might not look the way we want it to. That's a terrible metaphor.
It's not bad, Ryan. Okay. I kind of like it.
Okay. All right, let's get into the emails. Let's do it.
Okay. The other Greg, mm-hmm. we were saying we hadn't heard from him in a while. So he sent an email.
I think we made him email for shame. But that's okay. We appreciate it.
Thanks for writing in, other Greg. He says, "Hello, friends. Just listened to episode 1 of season 8. Off to a great start. I will miss you all while Ryan is at sea, and I wish Ryan Godspeed. A few matters. One, on the topic of Sly dropping out as director of Creed 2, you may recall that this change/announcement came at the height of the Me Too Hollywood controversy. In the midst of the Harvey Weinstein and the Kevin Spacey drama, there was an unfortunate allegation levied against Sly involving a young woman in Las Vegas during the filming of Over the Top. I don't think there was a crime alleged, but it wasn't a great story. Interestingly, Brigitte Nielsen came to Sly's public defense and acted as an alibi. Maybe Ludmilla Drago's role in the script played a part in the publicity strategy? ? I surmise the woke winds played a role in Sly's vacancy of the director's chair. I would think this pressure came from the studio and from MBJ. It's a complicated world."
So that's an interesting theory. I'd have to dig deep into seeing when the allegations resurfaced publicly regarding those early 80s, mid-80s allegations of when the story took place. Yeah, because I think it was like maybe a year or two before Creed 2 was filming, but the idea that the Me Too movement kind of picked up steam, I guess it was 2017, 2018, and actors were getting kind of, hey, remember this guy? Remember this story? And Sly's story did come out. In fact, Ruben and I did an episode on the allegations, and I've pulled it on the feed. It doesn't exist anywhere. I don't think you can find it anywhere. And I don't even have a master copy of it, because I remember Katie messaged me when she first
listened to the podcast. Yeah.
She goes, "Where's that episode? Where did it go?" And I'm like, no, I pulled it, because it was when Ruben and I recorded our thoughts on the possible reality that this may have happened. We almost stopped the show. We almost stopped the podcast. What do you do if the person who I know it's like you're throwing the baby out the bathwater, maybe, but if Sly truly did the things that he was alleged of in this situation, it would be hard to carry on a podcast. I hate to say it, but you are innocent until you're proven guilty. I think it's always important in all of these movements, whether like if someone ever accuses me of something, I hope people will wait to hear the evidence before I'm labeled whatever it is I'm labeled by a person, before I even get a chance to defend myself, right? So Sly has always denied it. She went to the police and they didn't find any evidence. They thought she was lying.
Yeah.
I guess I believe Sly and I believe the evidence. I don't know. It's a sensitive topic. That's also why I pulled it, because we kind of said this in our episode 2 and I didn't want to be like, make a stand on the Me Too movement. I just wanted to, it was just like, this is an entertainment podcast at the end of the day. All that being said, that's an interesting theory, other Greg, that basically saying maybe the studio's like, there's a lot of noise going on right now. We believe you, Sly, that you're not guilty of anything. But however, maybe if you just quietly play a role in the film, because he still wrote it and he still starred in it. So I don't know. He just didn't direct it at this point.
It certainly is plausible in and of itself. Like, it's not unreasonable to think that, because your reaction there would be similar to anyone else's reaction, especially if they're producing a film. You don't want, like, who was it? I'm trying to remember now. Someone like who was accused, I don't know if it was Kevin Spacey or someone else, then like they had a movie that was going to come out, but then that movie didn't come out anymore because no one's going to watch that, or it looks bad on the people producing the movie. If that's true, yeah, of course, like that's plausible, but it's hard to come to any real certain conclusion. Like, it's interesting just for banter's sake, right? Just
right.
To be like, okay, well, that could be it, but it's not totally unreasonable, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Number two, what was his number two point?
The second is, in Creed 2, the restaurant scene between Sly and Drago is the easy highlight for me. I loved Rocky's line in response to Drago when asked about memorabilia from their fight. No, there's no pictures of that.
It's coming up soon. It's coming up soon in our discussion. All right, we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, great scene.
Yeah.
Number three is with regard to Creed 3. I have to think MBJ is going to try to bring Carl Weathers into the film through some flashbacks. I also wouldn't mind understanding how Apollo's other children experience Adonis. They had better not take it upon themselves to decide Rocky's fate like what they did to Polly in Creed. That's a really good point. I feel like we maybe talked briefly about that we hadn't seen, or that maybe we kind of wanted to see that as well in Creed 3, the other kids. So I agree with other Greg on that point. They would be like significantly older. You would have already been out of the house.
Yeah, they would be 12 to 14 years older, give or take. Yeah. I agree that in order for part 3 to be something different and still be a Rocky draw, let's be honest, you have Carl Weathers and some reverse CGI aging, flashbacks, his voice, even if like somehow make his voice. Well, they can do it. We know they can do it. They've done it in the Marvel films. So we know the technology is there to reverse age act. They did it with Samuel Jackson, Robert Downey Jr. So it's very easy to, not easy, but they can do it. Secondly, bringing in the additional family is important to add a little bit of drama, you could say. Lastly, he asked a question about Rocky's fate. I will say this 100,000 times. They will never kill Rocky on screen. It's too much money. The Rocky character will never die on screen when Stallone is alive. There's too much money in it, as they say. You can't kill the Rocky character. There's always just something. It's the fact that we're discussing some sort of weird alternate futures or storylines or this or that or voice acting. You can't kill the Rocky character while Sly's alive. They might do it when he's dead, but not when he's alive. There's money to be made.
Plus, if Sly has anything to say about it, he would never allow that character.
But he doesn't. He came out and said he doesn't own the character.
Well, I know he doesn't own the character, but if he has like influence, right?
Yeah.
I think his influence is the fact that he's the voice. Studios are always about money. They don't like killing their money makers. They don't kill James Bond. They don't kill Batman. They don't kill, you know, everyone comes back. If the character's dead, there's no movie, you know, no money to be made. But interesting situation, because Creed 3 has been official. Stallone is not, and the Rocky character is not in Creed Part 3. It's funny. I posted this news story, which is kind of old news, but I think it's final now. Stallone will not be in the Creed 3 movie. And everywhere I posted this in the comments, everyone, and this is at least the people that posted, 95% of the posts were either I don't want to see it, it's not going to work, or you got to be kidding me. It doesn't seem like at least the Rocky audience has any love for Creed 3 without the character. So it'll be interesting to see how they do it and how they pull it off. I'm rooting for it, but boy, talk about an underdog fight to make this movie successful without Sly.
Well, yeah, if you're a Rocky fan, which admittedly a large percentage of people who watch the Creed films would probably be, you're not going to like the fact that Stallone's not in the movie. Maybe they're trying to build something new. Maybe more of a niche film. It's not going to eclipse any of the other Rockies, probably. If they can turn a profit off it, they'll make it. And if Creed 3 doesn't turn a profit, they won't make a Creed 4. They're not going to take the chance.
This is all anecdotal. I didn't like charts and graphs or anything. But I saw, too, Ryan, a more broad commentary. A good majority were like what you said, but there were quite a few who were not saying that they didn't want Sly in it, but that it made sense and that they totally passed the baton. Where they ended it allowed for that.
That's fair. And I want it to do well. I don't want it to suck. I'm not trying to prove. I don't want to come back and say, I told you. I don't get any glee out of it. I'm scared. I think of all the projects that have the Rocky brand somewhat on it. This one I'm truly the most nervous about. But maybe that's what makes it exciting, because we just say, here we go. We have nothing to lose at this point. So maybe it'll be very exciting and refreshing. And if it's a good story, it's a good story at the end of the day.
It will do well, because I would say most Rocky fans will still watch it out of curiosity.
They have to. I'm going to. You have to.
So therefore, it's going to do well.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? Like, so it's hard to tell.
I don't know if all the Rocky fans will watch it.
No.
Well, it depends. It depends. Rocky fan or Stallone fan? And we've seen this split on the podcast too, right? Like, there are people who are more, they just love Sly versus love Rocky. You know, granted, you guys are more on the love Sly side of things than just the Rocky. I'm more of the Rocky person. So I'm like more inclined to see it because I'm not a huge Stallone guy, but I also like the Rocky character a lot. I'm still nervous.
Seems like those who are strictly Rocky fans, but they're not necessarily follow Sly's career outside the Rocky franchise, they're more forgiving of the Creed films than those who are Sly fans seem to be. So that's interesting. We'll see if that continues with the Creed Part 3. All right. Uh-huh. And his last point.
Yep. Point 4 is with regard to the prequel series, I hope they tread carefully. Were I them, I would try to staff up with extraordinary filmmakers and showrunners.
Yep.
Yeah. And I would definitely borrow from the This Is Us time jumps so that the show is somehow still anchored in the present.
And that was my him narrating, like Sly narrating and him showing him kind of doing his routine in between, even between typing and stuff. You could almost see a little bit of his life present tense while he goes back to his writing or something of the past. Yeah.
Will be interesting to see how HBO handles the Sopranos prequel, The Many Saints of Newark, later this year.
Can't wait.
Though it won't be a series. Yeah, I feel like I've been hearing about that for like 10 years.
Yeah.
So I'm listening to a Sopranos podcast right now, too. So
was that the two actors from the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
They recently talked about Burt Young because he plays Bobby's dad.
That's right. Yeah.
So anyway, Greg says, I think it's a big mistake to try to recast and revisit the Rocky Adrian love story. I think Sly's posts about the prequel series may emanate from some ego games and counter programming as a response to the studio announcing MBJ's helming of Creed 3. Absolutely, sure. Greg. I fully agree.
Sure. Why not? Hollywood's competitive, man. A lot of egos. Absolutely. Absolutely, there's egos. Nobody's checking their ego at the door here.
Sorry for being long-winded. Stay golden. The other Greg.
Well, we're long-winded, so I am anyways.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, Kyle, give us some long-winded thoughts here.
I think that reflected our discussion, really. Like, I think where he's kind of on point with us. I would prefer to see a Mickey sequel. I would find that more interesting.
Prequel.
Prequel. Yeah. I don't like messing with a great film like Rocky. I like the mystery. I've said that lots of times before. And I hate cracking that open for nostalgia. I hate that shit. So, like, it better be good. You could cut Mickey all you want, right? Like, to me, in my mind, that's a safer prequel. But
great.
I think for marketability, a Mickey prequel wouldn't do well. The Rocky prequel, because that name Rocky.
Yeah, that's true.
That's going to sell the tickets. So that's the one they're going to make.
Okay. All right. So now we're going to roll into Seiko's four-part. I think if it's not three, it's at least a four-parter. He gave us like four emails worth of stuff in one email. So we talked about this, but we have to divide it up. We have to divide
it. Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll just try and find a natural stopping point.
I think I found one where he says, that's a champion. Oh, it's down a bit. You'll see it. It's a bit, yeah. We might just let the email speak for itself and give a brief comment.
Have like a thesis statement? And
Seiko is a bodybuilder. He's very fit. He's an interesting character. He's probably the most conceited listener I have or that we have. He is absolutely, oh boy, this guy. He's conceited. Yeah, that's true. And confident and arrogant. But like this guy owns it. And I'm saying this with complete respect. And he knows me. And we talk offline all the time together. So if he hates me for saying it, I'll go back and edit this out. And this guy is absolutely, he's a alpha male, totally to a T. But that kind of confidence, you know, he's got a beautiful woman and he's got a great physique. He's smart. He's intelligent, speaks multiple languages. I mean, he backs it up. So
is he the Dutch guy?
He's from the Netherlands, yes. And I always say he's from Germany, and I apologize. As far as I'm concerned, he's from Germany. No, he's from the Netherlands. He's a character, and I love him. He sends me some really funny stuff. And he's a big Star Trek nerd, too, which is really odd. Okay, here's part one. We don't know how many parts will be, but here's his Creed 2 thoughts. But here we go.
Okay. Ridiculously long email on my Creed PTSD is the subject, which I found hilarious. Okay, Creed 2. First of all, let me say I'm a proud Patreon, one of the first, I think, of the Going the Distance podcast, and I'm very, very happy with the additions of both Kyle and Katie to the team, who bring unique and different perspectives to the podcast, making it much more enjoyable to listen to. Kyle has real thought-provoking observations on every episode, and Katie offers that fresh perspective of the first-time viewer, and both really help reset any preconceptions you inevitably have after seeing these movies dozens, or in my case, hundreds of times, making every episode a joy to listen to.
Yeah.
Man, this guy sounds like a jerk. I'm just kidding. The nicest start to the
game. Though he's great. I tell you, he'd be a fun guy to hang out with. This guy does not check his ego at the door.
It's hilarious that he thinks I'm a first-time viewer because so not a first-time viewer.
I saw that too. I think it's maybe, especially with the Creed films, me too, we haven't seen them as much, maybe.
Yeah.
I forgot about that scene. We did a lot of that during Creed, that's fair. That's fair. But yeah, we'll let it slide.
Your last chance there. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. So he says, well, that doesn't go for the Creeds, .. Mm-hmm. I saw Creed 2 in the theater with my best friends. They're active, competitive in kickboxing and traditional boxing and look at it more as a sports movie whereas I'm more into the drama. And yet in our own way, we're all lifetime Rocky fans, as is pretty much anyone who is involved in competitive sports, as the themes Rocky touches on are universal and Rocky inspires everyone. Creed 2 is inspiring and emotional too, but not because its central character is interesting or admirable or even remotely likable. In fact, the charisma vacuum Adonis Creed is none of those things. He's in point of fact the opposite of them. Adonis as a character is simplistic and cliche and predictable. He's a piece of cardboard.
He's very articulate. He's very smart.
This guy bothers me because his writing is, I think, better than mine.
I think he speaks at least four languages. I know. It's ridiculous. These smart Europeans. Get out of here. Get out of our country. Oh, wait a minute. All right.
So he says he's a piece of cardboard, empty. That's why he comes across as a deeply flawed person at best, an irredeemable asshole at worst. None of his traits were acting choices or scripted, but the result of plot holes. And yes, I realize this opinion might not be popular to voice, but I'm sick of people praising these derivative creeds over the Rocky saga. I have strong feelings on this subject, and not in the least because I have serious misgivings about a Creed 3 with this mediocre actor make his directorial debut in a franchise that I have deep and lifelong connection with. But we live in 2021 and Hollywood has stopped caring about my purchasing power or for that of any other Rocky fan. It's the sign of the times.
This is for any of our listeners who, I won't say any names, I'm just saying, I'm not saying that I agree with them necessarily or disagree with them, but what I love about any of our people that email is they don't have a show to worry about. They can divide the listeners, but it's not on me. It's not on Katie or Kyle. This is Seiko stating his opinions, but there's probably listeners who are agreeing with him. We don't get a lot of listeners to the show. It's not like I get 10,000 episodes or anything, but I will say that the Creed downloads are half as much as the Rocky downloads.
And we got to get this guy in a room with Greg the First.
Yeah, well, I know these two are debating the merits of Creed. Yeah,
that would be the best episode. Ryan just moderates it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
These two just go at it. I would love that. They're both smart, well-spoken people, right?
Yeah. So I agree with a lot of stuff Greg the First has said. And I'm agreeing with a lot of stuff the sequel say. I can understand both people. I understand what they're both. That's the moderator in me. I understand what both are coming from. That the Creed films, there's been a couple times where I'm like, man, I want to get through these fast. Not because I need downloads. That's not what I mean. But I can tell that. I think there's people, and a sequel is one of them, but thankfully he still listens to the show. But there are people who stop listening because they don't want to listen to us talk about the movies they don't like. And that's fair. Why would you? So, okay.
Okay, so then Seiko says, there was never a need for a Creed film, let alone a Creed 2, but I'm grateful for them regardless because it gave us more Rocky scenes, even though he's not really Rocky anymore. He's now Unc. It's all about Donnie and his self-absorbed, horrible wife and their sad kid.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's not the baby's fault.
Like, you went after the f***ing baby.
I told you.
And Rocky says, now the baby's not sad. Don't feel sorry for her because she's not feeling sorry for herself. So Rocky even said that.
That's right.
So it's all about Donnie and his self-absorbed, horrible wife and their sad kid, and all their scenes are boring and just drag on. If Stallone had directed this, he would have given us a nice montage of their highlights over an inspiring, uplifting rap song. Okay, I'm being facetious. The meat of Creed 2 is the what happened after Rocky ended the Cold War by beating the unbeatable death from above. What happened to Drago, who embodied socialism and collectivism and threw off his yoke after the 14th round, screaming his existentialism defiantly at his dystopian leadership in an act of courage on par with the deeds of Muhammad Ali. The champ said no to the draft that wanted to send him to Vietnam, to which he remarked, why? No Viet Cong ever call me the N-word. Paraphrasing, of course, but truer words have never been spoken and incurred the ire of an entire nation because he dared to have his own opinion. He went to jail for it. That's a great man. That's a champion.
One more paragraph.
One more, because it still talks about Drago. Okay, so Drago in Rocky IV, at the start of the final round, when his entire audience cheered for his opponent, only wanted to go to the end, go the distance with his enemy, who he now respected. He became the lone underdog in the last round, and Rocky, draped in the stars and stripes, now became the political instrument giving a cringe-inducing political speech. If Stallone makes a cut in that movie, I hope it's that platitude-filled slurred ramble at the end. Yeah, it shouldn't have been all about nationalism, but Apollo and that last scene should have been at Creed's gravestone instead. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that.
I mean,
too.
There was a scene at the Creed's gravestone with Donnie. I mean, there that was nice.
You're saying if part four, you know, when they had the funeral, they should have had Rocky go to the funeral at the end of the film and give him the belt saying, it was always you, you was the champ.
Oh, yeah. At Creed's gravestone. Yeah. Instead, the two characters became juxtaposed. A great premise.
Okay, well, so we'll stop there. Thought.
Wow, that was such a great, well-written email so far. Honestly, it does annoy me. You could write better than I can. But, oh, okay. So,
yeah, we're friends on Facebook. I see him post on other like public pages and stuff. And I swear there's, he does it more than one language. Yeah, he's one of those people. Anyways.
One of those people.
One of those people.
There is a lot to digest in that email. So I'm trying to come up with a response on the fly that covers everything he said. I don't think I'll be able to.
But, yeah, we don't have to. I think the email does speak for itself in some ways, but yeah.
I do agree that the Donnie character is not anything special. I maybe don't hate him as much as Seiko does. It's not comparable to Rocky in any way, right? And that's why we're afraid of Creed 3, because it's like, well, shit. You certainly can't have a movie about this guy and it be that successful, because right. Like no one likes him that much.
Right.
There's some scenes where he's a bit charismatic, but I also don't hate Bianca quite as much as everyone else, basically. But it's because I think she's attractive, so I let a lot of stuff slide.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Yes, sure. Yes, that is how that works.
There's there's a crazy to beautiful scale that men will do. If a girl is crazy, not a great personality, but is pretty, there's a certain ratio where you can... But you can't have an ugly, crazy person. That's ridiculous.
Have you seen that YouTube video? Are you referring to that, Ryan? There's guy who does, like, he draws the graph. Katie, I'll send it to you.
No, I'm familiar with it. But that dude is a misogynist a-hole.
Of course he is.
Of course he is. Of course he is.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
But it's not even accurate. I understand what you guys are saying. Like, right. You'll put up with crazy. You'll put up with no personality as long as somebody's hot. But only for a while. Sure, like, you wouldn't want to marry that person, I would assume.
No, this is, like, someone you'd want to, like, have a fling with or something.
Right. Like, I get that.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
Don't beat
me up. I'm not talking about you, Ryan. I'm saying that guy's –
I got to revisit it.
It's just presented. I don't even think it was accurate. But
you are a strong, powerful woman, and you don't have time for that kind of jive.
That kind of jive.
I will say something, and this is a bit dickish on my part. I'll acknowledge that right away. His thing about Muhammad Ali going to jail is not true. Muhammad Ali didn't go to jail. He was sentenced to jail, but he was out on bail for appeal, and his appeal went to the Supreme Court, and he won. Although he did sacrifice, because he lost his championship, because he lost his boxing license, and financially he suffered quite a bit as a result, because he had to be a sparring partner for other people to support himself. His prime years, those 3 years he was on his layoff, he couldn't fight. And when he came back, he was noticeably different. So I don't want to say that technicality just to undermine his point, because I think his point's still valid. Mm-hmm. But as a big Muhammad Ali fan, I think that's a bit of a stretch, to be honest, though. I think Drago turning to those guys was like emotional in the heat of the moment thing. And I don't think that's quite the same as Ali taking a stand like that and basically going against this whole country. Like, I think Ali's thing was a little more deliberate, where I think Drago more lost his cool. There is a parallel. I acknowledge there's a parallel there. It's not like they're totally different, but I think they're different enough to warrant questioning that comparison. But overall, I do think he has some interesting points.
All right. Well, there you go. We're going to save part two and maybe part three. We got through quite a bit of that for the next couple episodes, because they bring up great discussions. We don't want to do it all at once. And I think that it ties in with the Creed 2 discussion, so it's easy to do. So thank you, Seiko, for that amazing email, and maybe divisive email. There might be responses to that email as we go along. Okay, so here we go.
It's sort of like now we've got two ends of the spectrum in terms of emails from people. One, super in love with Creed's one really disliking creeds. And so,
yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Good.
So guys,
that's it. That's all.
I need to take a quick bathroom break.
Okay. I can pause it. I can pause you right now. All right. So Kyle, you're back. You good?
Yeah, I'm all good. Thanks for your patience.
Of course. All right. So let's get into it. We've got a 15, 20 minutes of talking about Creed 2, the movie.
So the actual movie playing lately is like an afterthought. We just like talk about emails and stuff.
We said before, it depends on the email traffic. If people don't like it, they won't send it or people skip it. Actually, I don't know if you're listening to this now and you skip our emails, let us know. I'd be curious if anyone does. That's okay if you do and you listen just to the film talk. That's fine.
Are we recording it now?
Yeah, we're recording.
Okay, so do we know where this was filmed, just out of curiosity? All this Ukraine stuff?
I can't look on my computer right now because I'm recording my...
While we're talking, I'll look it up.
Okay.
I'm curious.
Our last scene was, of course, when the promoter dude, I keep forgetting his name.
Buddy.
Buddy, thank you. When Buddy came and talked to the Dragos outside the parking lot and said, hey, yeah, Adonis has won the championship. We're looking good here to offer that fight. So here we go.
You ever thought about going back to L.A.?
Please. You a Philly girl?
Yeah, I guess, but it'd be nice to have more space. And your mom's out there, and...
And them labels, too.
Could help me get my music out to more people. I don't know, I feel like I've done everything I could in Philly. You know? And time ain't exactly on my side, you know?
Important plot point here, of course. She's hinting at the fact that her hearing is deteriorating. If she wants to get some record deals and get some exposure, the LA music scene might be better than the Philly one. I guess it's probably true.
Well, it seems like most people in the States, if they want to make it big, go to either LA or New York.
Yeah, they don't go to Philly to start their music career.
Unless you're the Roots, and even they go to New York. So
yeah, that's right. Good point. Yeah, good call. Yeah, so that's what's happened here. It's pretty standard, good interaction here about the couple saying, hey, look, we know we have a life together. You're champ. You can be champ in LA. I don't think you have to live in the city where you won the belt or where you can move around. Forget it, his mom is in LA. Good canon continuity there as she's in LA still. But of course, we know what's coming up. He's worried about who he's going to leave behind.
What about Rocky?
Rocky has his life, T. We got to start ours.
That's a good point. I have kids. Kyle, you have kids. Rocky is kind of like a father or, you know, uncle figure, father figure to Adonis. I made sure I told my kids, I have two adult children who are 22 and 21. And I got four more to go. Shoot me now. Anyways, I told my older kids, I said, never, ever, ever, ever make any decisions based on me. Zero. Where you want to live, what you want to do, what you want to look like, what you want to watch, eat, think, feel. Just
don't. I hope smoking crack's exempt from that, though.
Yeah, don't start smoking crack because of me either.
If you're not going to smoke crack solely because I told you not to, that's fine. But
thank you, Kyle, for taking away my point here.
I'm sorry.
I think it's important, and I think everyone who's an adult would agree, when you make decisions based on what your parents might think, that's not a way to live. And I want to make sure that my kids know that. Live your life, not my life. I'm living my life. I've certainly have made decisions not caring what my kids think in the sense of, you know, my job, military moves. Or like, I got to live my life too, and I want my kids to do the same. But there's still some adults who are like, oh, what's my mom or dad going to say if I do this? And if it happens that your choice makes them happy, then that's great. That's just a happy byproduct. But some people won't make decisions that they think will make them happy because their parents won't be happy about it, is what I'm getting at.
I agree with that. Yeah, you shouldn't do stuff because it'll make your parents upset. I think Creed's worried about how it'll negatively impact Rocky. Rocky won't say you can't move to LA.
No, he won't say that.
I think Rocky's the first guy who'll support him in his decision. And he's like, "Don't, you know, be like, don't worry about me, kid. I'll be fine." I think Adonis is like, you know, like, he probably feels like he almost looks after Rocky a bit, and like,
good point.
So I think in that sense, like, for example, my kids live near both their grandparents. My parents would definitely support me if I moved away. Well, my mom would at least. My dad probably would. That's a big consideration for me.
It is, absolutely.
I could move away, but that relationship between my kids and their grandparents will be to a degree severed. I'm worried about how both groups will feel.
Right. If you had a job offer that paid double what you're paying now, 5 hours away.
Yeah, like if it was a good job, Yeah, I'd take that.
And that's sure. what Bianca's saying. She has opportunities in LA. I'm speaking as a privileged person because both my parents and my wife's parents live here. So my kids get the grandkids and grandparents. So I'm lucky. But even when I went to Quebec, which was – that was hard. That was one of the things that made it hard about us leaving for 2 years. Is the first thing Becky and I said was, oh, we're taking the kids away from the grandparents. So it wasn't easy. Yeah. But my parents were very supportive and so was Becky's. Knowing that we were coming back anyways made it a little bit easier. But that pause in that relationship is tough. Yeah.
I wonder if Adonis thinks that – it may be wrongly so – that Rocky won't have anything to live for now that he's gone, that Rocky will be lonely and sad. And I think that's a situation where Adonis might be unselfish and not self-centered possibly, which is rare.
I agree. It's sweet. It's endearing. It made me think that what they don't do is talk about Rocky's cancer. We don't know if it's gone, if he's still dealing with it. We don't know.
I think it's 5 years officially you're a cancer survivor after it's cleared.
But we never knew even at the end of the first movie. We don't know what happened.
It's in remission, but after 5 years, if it doesn't come back, you're classified as a cancer survivor.
Mm. Yeah, so, I don't know anything about non-Hodgkin's lymphoma at all. Just going off the film, the first Creed film, the doctor seemed to think it was quite a treatable cancer. Given that, and that Rocky went through treatment, it's more likely that he cancer-free than he isn't. So it's safe to assume he's probably fine.
Yeah. He has all
of his we see that he is, but I'm just saying that they didn't touch on it. Yeah.
All of his plugs are back. Yeah. I mean, his hair. So speaking of Rocky, he's at his home now taking medicine, which, we'd probably assume it's probably cancer medicine, keeping remission.
All old people take some.
Yeah, that's true.
And look at the picture on the fridge, you guys. It's the Rocky III.
Breakfast Rocky of Jr. Champions, Wheaties.
Yeah, that's the Rocky III kid. Yeah, so we have Adrian with baby Sergey in real life. But yeah, baby Rocky Robert there. Then we have Rocky III Rocky snuggling with his daughter. I mean, his son, because this actor is now a woman.
Oh, I forgot about
that. So the actor playing Rocky Jr., Robert here, is now a woman. And I really wanted her on the show. I've reached out to her on Twitter, no response. I think she would have a story to share. I would like to hear it, quite frankly. But that's okay, because this is not very often that an actor from the Rocky series has transitioned. So it's kind of cool. She's an advocate, obviously, for that community, because according to her Twitter, it'd be an interesting voice to have that we've never had on our show.
I want to mention something about this fridge thing. Real quick.
Yeah, of course. That's what we're looking at.
This Harvest Gold fridge gives me flashbacks of my childhood. Mostly because we were poor and we didn't buy a new fridge. But if I could have like a fantasy job, it would be for films like this that I really like, being like a designer that decides what goes on the fridge. Just little details. So like the pictures are obvious things, right? But I'm like, what are these papers? What are these notes? Like, I'd love to have just little nuggets in there that only like blue fans would see that you can plant there. And
we've got pharmacy. So he's got his pharmacy notepad and he's got commissary low price. So it looks like maybe it could be a medical bill or like a receipt for the medication. Definitely has some bills here. It looks like some bills and notices to pay. Probably for his
restaurant. Mails his bills with like checks still and stuff, I bet.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, the magnetic bottle opener. So that he has a few pops occasionally, if you know what I mean. And then some sort of, I don't know what that is there, but I don't know. My wife and I are watching Law and Order reruns lately. And you go to these murder scenes and there's, you know, all this junk around. I'm like, man, that's my dream job is to set all that crap up. I would do it for free if I could.
Oh, wow.
Really? So what is that, like a set prop designer?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Set design. Yeah, set design.
Like if I won the lottery and didn't need an income, I'd just be like, hey, I want to be a set prop designer for free. I'd just show up and just do that. That'd just be so fun.
Interesting. Interesting
insight. All right. I like it.
Nice musical cue as he's reminiscing of the photos of his son.
And he still wears a wedding ring.
It's a cool one today, Adrian.
I would. Sure.
Would you? Age.
If I was his age and I wasn't planning to remarry or anything, I definitely would.
Oh, interesting.
By my age now, I'd take that off and get on the Tinder and start swiping. And
I go on Grindr. I mean,
or Grindr, sure, why not?
I'd probably have more luck, that's for sure.
Oh my God. I think men and women are just as sexual as each other, but I think there's one group that is willing to fuck strangers a lot more than the other group is. If you're a woman willing to fuck strangers, the world is your oyster. There are so many people you could choose from.
It's true. Here's the thing. No guy goes into the bar and says, oh, I can't wait for those girls to buy me drinks today. Men don't get to do that. We don't get to say women are going to buy me drinks. Katie, do you buy drinks?
I don't want you to come talk to me. So I
like. Why are you single? I don't understand.
I know. Well, I mean, if you're hot and I want to, I mean, like.
If you're Seiko, buying the Katie a drink.
Very few people do I want to come over and take up my time. If I'm with my friends and I don't see someone attractive at the bar, I just want to hang out with my.
Has a guy successfully bought you a drink?
Yes.
What was his line? Do you recall any line that worked? Was it, or just the old fashioned, hi, how are you doing? Can I buy you a drink?
Well, no, only after it's clear that I like him. It's no line. It's not a line. It's clear we actually.
Do you remember any bad lines? Do you remember any?
I mean, just the typical ones. You're just so beautiful. Like that. Well,
kind of like, I know. We get that all the time. We know.
What I mean by the fucking strangers thing is there's not a lot of women there who will just go online to be like, hey, I just want a bunch of dudes to me.
Yeah, no, it's a thing.
There's a bajillion guys who just want to go online and be like, I want to just meet some random person I don't know and just not have sex, not make love.
Oh, yeah. Women do like to do it too.
Because guys, they're like, oh, women can get laid anytime they want. If that's what you want to do.
Exactly.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
I think for men in that realm, it's hard to find someone who's willing to do that. On the female end, you could find a bunch of guys who would want to have sex with you, but there's so many creeps and weirdos.
Yeah.
Like and coconuts.
It's slim pickings coconuts. In a different way.
Yes.
Yo-yos and coconuts. Yeah. Anyways, I apologize for going off the rails. Later.
I got to use a bad word here.
Yeah.
Whore.
Yeah. Sorry.
Let's do Rocky's grave scene. Here's talking to Adrian. Yo, Adrian, I got to use a bad word here. You're a whore. Oh, we've lost all of our listeners. Okay.
It's a cold one today, Adrian. That's for sure. I tried calling our son, Bobby, a few times.
This annoyed me the first time I watched it, the second time I watched it, and when I saw it just now. When have they ever called him Bobby? This is the first time. His name is not Bobby. They've never called him Bobby.
The only
Robert.
I could think of is because Rocky's name is Robert. Maybe they just called him Bobby to differentiate between the two of them. But I know.
No,
I'm being devil's advocate.
Been Robert.
I know.
No. I know. This is one of those scenarios where I think he forgot.
Sly Robert.
That, yeah. He forgot that his kid's name is Robert, not Bobby.
Wasn't it in the Balboa film? He put the chair up in the tree, right? Because he's there all the time. Wasn't that tree quite a bit closer to the grave? It seems like there's no tree anywhere near where he's sitting.
They cut it down. Mm. They cut it down.
Yeah.
They're sick of that chair. They cut down the tree. Yeah.
It's like we thought that's what would make him leave, but it didn't.
Well, there's the tree behind the like bushy tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not the same tree.
Oh. Thunderlips chopped it down.
On our son, Bobby, a few times. But I'd hang up every time he was about to pick up because, to tell you the truth, I didn't know what to say to him. I mean, what if he's moving on and I'm like this chunk of yesterday trying to be today? It just don't fit in. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Knock on his door and say, hey, how you doing? What's it been? A lot of years? I don't know. Miss you.
All right. Well, another Adrian conversation with Rocky. He had this little black ball there, too, in his hand.
First of all, I think that is a great way you can inform your audience what's happening. Because we don't actually know how often he talks to Robert until we're told that. And what a great way to tell it. That's what he would do. He would say that to Adrian because who else would he say it to? Like, he could say it to Adonis or someone, but of course he's going to say that to the gravestone and this is kind of personal for me, but there is a gravestone I visit that I talk to. Like, I don't believe in, like, ghosts or even an afterlife or anything, but I'm kind of more talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
and I do it out loud like that, just like that. To me, that's really believable, good dialogue and a good way to inform us what's going on with Rocky and Robert. I think I understand what Rocky's saying there because it's been a long time and he hasn't reached out to Robert. Then again, it sounds like Robert hasn't reached out to him either.
Yeah, we talked about that. Like, who's the bad father, bad son? Both people aren't talking. Yeah. And you spend enough time not talking, it just gets more and more awkward.
You would think that the grandkid would be the reason he'd call. You know, having kids is really hard. Yep. And the dividend you get is eventually grandkids, because you get all the fun, cool kid stuff without that parental responsibility being ground down by the kid stuff, right? And so he should be all over that grandkid and, you know, calling him and talking to him and being interested in him, even if he doesn't have a big relationship with Robert. So that should have been the segue there. So to me, that says something. If he's still not calling because of that and he doesn't know what to say, it's been all those years. Once you find out that kid exists, that's the reason to call now. That's the icebreaker.
Agreed. Although the same could be said for Robert. You have a kid. Don't you want your kid to know his grandfather?
And this is a spoiler here, but, you know, we know that they see each other at the end. Mm-hmm. And the kid doesn't recognize him, which means he hasn't seen a picture of him or anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. They need some family therapy. Something's happening there.
Well, this can all be done in the Balboas.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
The series. Yeah.
Good.
I'm telling you guys.
Good way to come back around. We'll end it there because the next sequence is the not right away. Good. It's getting good. We got the Dragos coming to visit the Balboas at the Adrian's Diner. So that's coming up soon here. Join us on Patreon. Yes, if you want to come on Patreon. Again, you're supporting the show. You're supporting what Dave Brow said a couple of shows ago where he said he became a patron after 5 years. And he says, Ryan, you don't have to do anything additional. This is just me saying thank you for 5 years of content. So if you're new to the show and you want to say thank you, even for as low as $1 a month, you get 20 people doing that. That helps pay for this ever-growing network that we have on the show. Because we have other shows now on this podcast network. We've got a James Bond podcast. We have a Dolph Lundgren podcast. We have a Bruce Willis podcast. And we've got three Sly podcasts all on this network. And it's not free to host this stuff, guys. So if you're actually helping me, you're actually helping Ryan host. I'm paying for it. I'm footing the bill for all these shows, by the way. So you're helping me and helping these other creators. We're all independent tomatoes. We're a bunch of soup kitchen operators here. So we appreciate the help. Also, if you want to send us an email, gtdwithrr@gmail.com. Just follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Yeah, we appreciate it. Everyone that does listen, we do appreciate it. Katie, I think it's your turn.
Is it? Oh, okay. Ding, ding.
So let's go there. Let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there. Let's ask, can we stay? Can you take me higher? To a place where blind men see. Can you take me higher? To a